welcome to our post-Blitz Bowl 1 edition of The Hard Count. I'm your host, Corey Wayne. I just kind of want to go over a bunch of things tonight, wrap up this amazing season we just had. What a Blitz Bowl, right, guys? Oh, man, that game was exciting all the way to the end. Broke away a few times, and then Texans came back in. Cowboys couldn't quite close the door all the way, but they finally did in the end. Some gutsy play calling. Hopefully I'll be joined by Coach Rhino and the Cowboys staff, and we can get them to answer a few questions, their thoughts, congratulate them. I also want to hit up, we have a bunch of things already going on in the league. I'll tell you what, this is one of the most exciting leagues I've ever been a part of. We had an amazing announcement. It seemed like announcement after announcement, prize giveaways, all kinds of sponsorship announcements. And then inside the league itself, I have some breaking news right now. It looks like there's teams already trying to position themselves for the draft and for the upcoming season. So make sure you stay here for a little bit. I'm going to put you off. I know I just put you through a long song there. I had to get my act together and jump up here in the studio. So I'm going to put you on another break here, a short break, and we'll be back and we'll start going over. We'll break down this bowl, Blitz Bowl 1, and then we'll go through the stats, go through the games, then we'll hit the league stuff. I'm only going to be with you for like another 4 minutes or so. So if you feel free to call in at 646-564-9764. Again, that's 646-564-9764. I will get the chat up and going right now. I'll load that myself right here. And anything, if you don't feel comfortable calling in, I understand. You can also hit us up in the chat right here on the site. Don't be shy. No questions, a dumb question. Oh, that's not true. Teachers say that type of thing. All right, guys, hang tight again. I'm your host, Corey Wayne, and you're listening to The Hard Count, the official radio show for the Blitz Football League. Hang tight, guys.
Hold up, take a moment, come.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah.
Big 14, what the fuck going on? Hey. Hold up, take a moment, count my guap, count my guap. All these racks bumming in, they bumming in. Hold up, hey, count my guap, count my guap. Can I stop coming in, coming in?
Drop top, you drop dead. I put up in a drop top.
my planet, my home. Car too high, the fumes too strong. Mix this cup for way too long. Disappear, go David Blaine. We don't live the same. I beat all my bitches to Kane. I never come to drown the pain. Like the Octane. I'ma put six in a Lambo and jet to the plane. Move for the chain with your elbow. I hope you got aim. Don't need no more stain. But get high like my name. Yeah, hide out in the trees with the bumblebees. Please say the name three times. We gon' pop up on you like I'm Bloody Mary, man.
Hold up, take a moment. Count my guap, count my guap. All these racks bumming in, they bumming in. Hold up, hey, count my guap, count my guap. Can I stop coming in, coming in?
Thank you.
Okay, and we are back here at the Harford Count. I'm your host, Corey Wayne, once again. Call me at 646-564-9764. I'm hoping to line up at least an interview here with Rhino, but we'll see. He's busy. You know, they had a huge victory tonight. It's late at night. I understand. I want to go over that game a little bit. You know, it's a great victory for the Cowboys. But the Texans, they did hang around there for quite a while. It got broken open a few times where it was a 14-point deficit, and they would come pull something out of their hat, you know, like a deep play to unexpected receivers. But I think all in all, the game, it played pretty much how most people thought it was going to play. So it wasn't too shocking, the results or the way it was played. Right now I'm trying to pull up some of these statistics throughout the game. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty, so I'm just going to wing it with that being said. 37-30 was the final. It felt like the Cowboys were never really in jeopardy of losing the game, though. I will say that it was a solid effort by the Cowboys. It seemed like the Texans, when they had their chances, they made too many mental mistakes down the stretch. It ended up hurting them and cost them a game. There was a little bit of confusion with the time management on the Cowboys side, but hey, what do you're going to complain, really? They won a Super Bowl, so, or a Blitz Bowl. But it was a hell of a show. Commentators. Their commentating was amazing tonight. Really well done. I know it's always difficult when you get three guys in the booth. For me, a lot of people like to have two people talking. I think it works good. You can play off each other. It's probably the most smooth. When you have one person, they got to really continuously talk. You don't want dead air. So that becomes an issue. And then also, but when you bring three on, sometimes there's just a lot of confusion and on who's supposed to talk when. It's going to be very coordinated, and you have to have a lot of chemistry. But I'll tell you this, they have great chemistry because I thought it went pretty much seamlessly. They have good chemistry, and like I said before, so I thought it was a great overall broadcast. The videos are just awesome. I mean, those things are dope. The beginning of our shows are amazing. Papa puts on a great production as far as all that video editing and things go. And then the reveals were awesome. I mean, getting hooked up with Twitch is a big deal. So let's get all them subscriptions in for the league. That money gets dumped right back in the league, which is totally awesome. I mean, that's where we're going to have a lot of fun with this thing. And that really contributes to the longevity of a league. Also, Design Sports. That was a huge announcement tonight. And the amount of stuff they do, like I said, I can't say enough good things about them. We just got so much good news tonight. It's a lot to go over as far as that goes. I'm going to have like a full-on episode, I believe, either tomorrow night or the next night on free agency. I don't want to get too serious. I kind of wanted to celebrate this victory, but looks like we're going to have to hold off. Maybe I can schedule something for a later date. But heck of a game tonight. I looked at the way they controlled the ball. So balanced. I just got an incoming message. Congratulations to the Ravens for winning the giveaway tonight. That was huge. He won a $50 gift card. I believe it was a Microsoft actual gift card that was given away. Let me pull up here. It was a Microsoft gift card, and that was one tonight. It was one of the many announcements tonight. and giveaways. But yeah, so we are moving along here. Sorry, guys, I'm scrambling. I'm going right through my notes here. Overtime Heroics, they were the new sponsors brought on. Amazing website. I was on there this afternoon. They're also the ones that did the giveaway. It was a $50 Xbox Live giveaway. That's a huge prize. I mean, that's awesome. Just for tuning in, supporting the league, watching the broadcast. You know, hats off to those guys. Amazing. I think this would be a great partnership. They do a heck of a job on their website. Check them out, Overtime Heroics. Also, they're on Twitter at OT Heroics 1. Amazing website, like I said. Really, really cool stuff. Totally unique. I was on there and kind of blown away. You know, so they have a nice format once you get in there, and you can kind of pick and choose different articles, and it's really interactive, really cool thing. Also, I want to get back and thank some more people that make this thing go, especially this first season. This first season is always a struggle, typically, but this went pretty darn smooth, I have to say. We have some major contributors in here, so let's keep it going. All the support is much appreciated. We got awesome Twitter personalities in here. So we got the upcoming rookie draft show. We got a pre-draft show that we're putting together. That is going to air the day before the actual draft. And then we're going to have a special live draft presentation, which we're laying out as we speak. So a lot is going into this. If you want to help out in any way, hit us up in that media chat room. Guys, don't be shy. No one bites here. Everyone's pretty laid back and willing to help out. If you don't know how to do something, but you're interested in doing it, that's what we need. We want guys with fresh ideas. Sometimes a guy that's never done it before gets on there and, you know, has a unique style. You know, the more styles we have, it makes the league more diverse. You know, what one guy likes, another guy might not. So don't be shy. Step up. We've had some great articles written. We got an analytics guy. So there's all kinds of stuff coming out with this. We're going to try to add a few more shows. So if you're interested, please hit us up in that media chat room or just DM one of us. If you feel comfortable with one of us, DM whoever you feel the most comfortable with, and we'll set you in the right path, and we'll try to help you out. So, yeah, we got all that stuff coming up. Speaking of the draft, we are going to be taking a league-wide vote on that. I'm sure that's going to be set up sometime shortly, within the next day. And then we'll take a vote and see how that plays out for date-wise for everybody. And I figured, or the league figured, that's the easiest way and fairest way to it is to let everybody vote. So we got some new owners coming in the league. Okay. So I just got word from the commissioner that the Google forms will be made and they're going to be released shortly. So be on the lookout for that stuff, guys. Jump in there and vote as soon as possible. The more votes we get, the sooner we get it done. It's like a time issue thing. The sooner we get it done, the more votes we get. The quicker this process will go and we can move in the right direction. The schedule was released for the off season tonight on the live chat. If you didn't catch the live broadcast, if you didn't catch the broadcast, get on the Blitz League Twitch and check it out. You can rewatch it, rewatch the bowl. Even if you don't care for the game particularly, which you should if you're in the league, but if you didn't for some reason. Maybe Rhino pissed you off. But if you didn't care for the game, at least get on there because there's all kinds of information that was released, and I'm sure I'm going to miss some of it. I'm pretty much winging it right now. So get on there. It's going to give you a schedule for the breakdown for the off season, which we'll obviously post in the information and announcements tab on our Discord. Now, you know what? I'm going to stop doing all that. Right now I want to awesome. I got word that the Cowboys coach and user Rhino is going to be in here. in a few seconds here. So I'm going to put you guys on a break, and we can talk to him. No one wants to hear me talk. You want to hear the champion talk, man. I want to hear what he has to say about this game and how everything went down. So I'm going to put you guys on a quick break here. I just dropped a ton of info at you. I know, and I was scrambling. Just bear with me. It's late at night. You're listening to Hard Count. And I'm your host, Corey Wayne. Hang tight, and we'll have the Cowboys user, Rhino, in here to explain what went down. All right, guys. live here at the Hard Count. I'm Corey Wayne, your host. And with me, I got to add another title to his name. I think it was the Master of Disaster, the Minister of Pain, and now the Blitz League Champion of the World, Rhino. How's it going, man? Congratulations.
Thank you. And you know what? Doing good. Just chilling now. Just get to kind of relax. The game is over. Get to celebrate the W.
You know, I'm so pissed at my assistant right now. He did not load the one song that I was going to play tonight. And it was We Are the Champions. And it's not going to work out. But we have other ones. So how are you feeling? You're going to feel great after that victory, right?
Oh, yeah. Real good. It felt like we came out. We did what we were supposed to do. Dominant display, even though the score doesn't show it. I thought it was a good game.
Oh, no doubt. So was there ever a point in that whole game, I ask you, was there ever a point that you actually felt the pressure like he was in the game at all?
You know, so first drive I went down and scored, and then he answered with that one play touchdown. And I was like, okay, so this could be interesting. And then what I realized, if you go back and rewatch the game, pretty much every pivotal down defensively, he was in cover three. And once I realized that, I was able to kind of have my way with it because I knew that something was going to be open. So I knew that I could move the chains. As long as I could move the chains to eat up the clock, I didn't think that I would be in jeopardy at all.
Yeah, it you looked pretty comfortable out there. I'll say that. Watching the game live, I never felt like it was in jeopardy. But I do have to say, what the hell was going on before the half with the timeouts? I'm just curious. Did something go askew there? Or I didn't understand exactly what was going on. It still worked out, but I'm just curious.
Yeah. Okay, so it was funny because I watch the stream as I'm going. I don't watch it, but I like listening to the call. And so Post called it immediately when I got the first down, I think. And then I called – or no, I got to 3rd and inches, and I accidentally called the timeout. And I didn't need to call that timeout, and so then I was rushing, and I only had the one timeout when I got into the goal line. So that was a misplay, if you will, as far as management of timeouts. I should have had at least one more shot at the end zone, but had to go for the field goal, and then, of course, I ended up missing it. So it was just like, oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah, I would say that was the only – the only thing that went against you guys the whole game, I would say. The rest of the game was smooth. You guys did exactly what I thought you would. You were balanced. Your defense was tenacious. Guys were all over the place. He had no one to throw the ball to. I mean, he threw up some prayers. One of them, that one touchdown, I couldn't believe he caught that ball.
Oh,
it was like triple coverage.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to talk
about it. Unbelievable.
Actually, looking back at the
game right
now.
Well, not to mention it was his one receiver that was 5'10", I think. He's like a short guy, too.
Oh, yeah. It was Kiki Kuti over
yeah.
Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch. I was like, what in the world? What is this?
Well, you guys still came away with the big victory, so it doesn't matter. You got to raise the trophy. Are you guys resting? Are you guys back to work right away? Are you getting ready for the off season, or gonna soak it all in for a while?
You know, I told the boys to they can celebrate tonight. They get tonight, but then tomorrow we're back in the weight room. We're back on the field getting ready for next season. Don't want to. I guess you don't want that Super Bowl hangover. You don't want to rest on your laurels too much and then end up having it ride into the next season. So we got to get focused again.
Yeah, you guys are going to try to repeat again. I think you guys should take a little bit of a break. Why don't you take the off season off and let the rest of us try to progress and catch up, close the gap a little bit. No, but you know what, man? Heck of a game. Really well played, well coached. You guys had a hell of a season this year. Unreal. What do you think about all the sponsors? I mean, a lot of stuff happened in this game. Did you get a chance to rewatch the game?
I haven't rewatched it in its entirety, but I was able to, like, you know, like I said, I listened to the call as it's going on. So I heard about all the new sponsors, and that's like, I'm excited. I'm excited for where the league is going, you know, especially a league this young and this late into the cycle. So I'm excited to see where we can go and, you know, just carry this momentum in the Madden 20. And there's no reason why we can't be one of the, you know, the top leagues out there. So.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was actually blown away. I didn't know half of this stuff. I'm part of the admin group. I didn't even know half of these things were going on. It was a well-kept secret by Cage, and you know, it was pretty awesome, man. Like the Twitch thing and you know, everything going on with the sponsorships is unreal. I mean, we are really young, and it, like you said, it's late in the season, late in the cycle. So I'm hoping that we keep this going.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I'm really excited for where the league is heading. I think it's had a bright future, so we gotta keep it going. Gotta keep grinding.
So, what are you looking forward? What do you see? What are you looking forward to this season? Maybe something that we can improve upon, or what's your thoughts on the league as a whole? Where could we get better as a league?
I want to say a couple weeks ago, I made a post in the group chat and on the league chat, and I'll just, you know, hit on it again. It really takes 32 users that are committed to not just playing their games and being active, but producing content in some shape, way, form, or fashion. You know, if that means you write an article, if that means you create a graphic, if it means, you know, you help with I guess, enforcing rules, or as an admin, or being a voice, you know, on a show, or a Twitter personality. There's something that can be done for everybody. And so as long as, you know, we can get roles for people, and I'm not saying everybody has to do something, but just more needs to be done so that we don't plateau out. What you don't want to do is just ride the waves and then end up, you know, stalemating. So as long as we can keep the upward trend, we'll be fine.
I love it, man. All right, I'm going to let you get going here. I know you got to do some partying. hopefully not too much. Or maybe I do hope you party too much. Stay out of the headlines, though. That'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I appreciate you coming on the show, man. You've been awesome, and pleasure to watch and talk to. So good luck to you in the off season here. Don't try to trade for any of the guys I'm trading for. And I hope we don't run into each other in the free bidding.
All right, man. Thanks for having me. Nice being back on, even if it is for a little while. But I guess until next time on the show.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you. Take care now. Congratulations once again to the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm going to leave you with a song or two here, and we're going to go off the air now. I'll be back on either probably the 2 days from now. I haven't fully decided yet, but I'm thinking I'll take tomorrow off, come back for free agency the next day, and we'll go from there. All right, guys, this is The Hard Count. I am Corey Wayne, your host. Please tune in. I'm saying Monday night. Thank you, guys. Take care. Mean pride. Those mind is up for rent. So put them down. Again, thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Corey Wayne. This is The Hard Count. Next week, or actually in, Monday night, feel free to call me at 646-564-9764. Appreciate all the support, guys. Have a hell of a night. Party hardy. Blitz Bowl 1's over. The quest for Blitz Bowl 2 is out. All right, guys. Be looking out for those documents. Make your votes for what day we're doing this draft. Very important stuff. All right, guys. We'll see you later. Till Monday night. Peace. Baby, get free. Baby, get free.